Listening task. You're going to listen to six people talking about choosing a career. Match speakers 1-6 with statements AG. There is one extra statement. You've got 30 seconds to look through the questions.
Now we are ready to start.
Speaker A. I haven't made up my mind yet in what I want to be. My parents are really pushing me to become a lawyer, saying it will be a great career choice for me, but I'm not that keen on it. Sure, I love history and politics, but being a lawyer is just way more than having all the knowledge. It takes a lot of time to process all the paperwork and find the right answers for the case. I don't know if I have the patience for it.
Speaker B.
Ever since I was little, I knew I'd be a firefighter. My relatives used to laugh about it and say that everyone wants to be a hero when they're young. But that's not about me. It's not the heroism that appeals to me in the job. I like the thought of figuring out the science behind the fire, the ways to tame it and bring it into control. I would love to work more in fire safety field than actually putting the fires out.
Speaker C.
There was never really a doubt in my mind that I would become a doctor. It is our family tradition. Everyone in my family went on to study at the medical academy after school. We've got 13 different kinds of doctors in our family. Sure, it's a hard job with long hours and a ton of stress, but it's also extremely rewarding. I watched my parents fight for the lives of their patients and win, and thought I'd want it too.
Speaker D.
I've always dreamt of traveling the world, so I decided to become a journalist. I'm taking all the advanced writing classes at school so that I can be accepted at the best journalism programs in the country. I also read all the good travel magazines to get an idea what people write about and where the most interesting places are. My parents aren't very supportive of my idea because they don't like traveling much.
Speaker E.
My mom is always nagging me for spending too much time on the computer, but I love it. It's not like I'm wasting time playing computer games like many of my peers. I'm actually working already. I started writing programs when I was 10, and I got my first freelance job when I was 15. I've been doing some projects for some of the biggest software companies. It'll be great for my resume in the future.
Speaker F.
Do you know that there are some funny jobs that actually bring in pretty good money? Well, I've read that there is a job called an ice cream taster. I want to do that. It's my favorite dessert, so I wouldn't mind spending my days trying out new flavors. I do have to take some cooking classes and get a chef certificate for this kind of job, but that's easier than doing 4 years in college, the way I figure it.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Speaker A.
I haven't made up my mind yet in what I want to be. My parents are really pushing me to become a lawyer, saying it will be a great career choice for me, but I'm not that keen on it. Sure, I love history and politics, but being a lawyer is just way more than having all the knowledge. It takes a lot of time to process all the paperwork and find the right answers for the case. I don't know if I have the patience for it.
Speaker B.
Ever since I was little, I knew I'd be a firefighter. My relatives used to laugh about it and say that everyone wants to be a hero when they're young. But that's not about me. It's not the heroism that appeals to me in the job. I like the thought of figuring out the science behind the fire, the ways to tame it and bring it into control. I would love to work more in fire safety field than actually putting the fires out.
Speaker C.
There was never really a doubt in my mind that I would become a doctor. It is our family tradition. Everyone in my family went on to study at the medical academy after school. We've got 13 different kinds of doctors in our family. Sure, it's a hard job with long hours and a ton of stress, but it's also extremely rewarding. I watched my parents fight for the lives of their patients and win, and thought I'd want it too.
Speaker D.
I've always dreamt of traveling the world, so I decided to become a journalist. I am taking all the advanced writing classes at school so that I can be accepted at the best journalism programs in the country. I also read all the good travel magazines to get an idea what people write about and where the most interesting places are. My parents aren't very supportive of my idea because they don't like traveling much.
Speaker E.
My mom is always nagging me for spending too much time on the computer, but I love it. It's not like I'm wasting time playing computer games like many of my peers. I'm actually working already. I started writing programs when I was 10, and I got my first freelance job when I was 15. I've been doing some projects for some of the biggest software companies. It'll be great for my resume in the future.
Speaker F.
Do you know that there are some funny jobs that actually bring in pretty good money? Well, I've read that there is a job called an ice cream taster. I want to do that. It's my favorite dessert, so I wouldn't mind spending my days trying out new flavors. I do have to take some cooking classes and get a chef certificate for this kind of job, but that's easier than doing 4 years in college, the way I figure it.
Now you have 15 seconds to look through your answers. This is the end of listening task.